Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
There's a first time for everything.
Yes.
Open up your Odyssey app, and that is where you can leave us a voice message through that little microphone icon. Steve Miggs, what is happening in there today?
People want to talk some sports. Start off with the Seattle Mariners.
All right, I was all in for this Mariners team, riding a high last week. It was awesome. Then the weekend happened.
Okay. At this point, they've already clinched. You got to cut them some slack.
Yeah, they're not going to give it probably their all. They're just going to give it their some.
Plus, in all fairness, they weren't hungover playing these games.
Yeah.
They play best when they're hungover.
Totally.
They couldn't win one game.
That's fair, yeah.
Come on, man. It's supposed to be our team. It's supposed to be our year. I understand they're resting their talent, right? But come on, guys. One win, Mariners.
It would have been nice to have one W against the Dodgers, honestly. It would have been nice.
I know, especially that Saturday game where it looked like it was, and they just blew it at the end. I was like,
My husband was at that game, and I was just refreshing my phone at my event, looking at the score, like, come on, we're going to do it. And then we did not do it.
We did not. All right, let's check out our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
I think I speak for most rockaholics when I say, who the f*** is Bad Bunny? I've never heard of this.
Okay. I wonder what the Google analytics were after last night's announcement that Bad Bunny would be the halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl, of people typing in the name Bad Bunny to figure out who the hell he is.
He comes into my algorithm quite frequently, so I could not name a Bad Bunny song, but I like the way he moves.
I never heard of this guy, and he's performing at the Super Bowl. I guess that's better than Beyonce.
Well, I mean, if that's what we're... yes, of course it's better than Beyonce.
I'm kind of excited about Bad Bunny, especially after his role in the Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes.
I thought he was fantastic.
And here's the thing. He might not be popular to a lot of people, but on a grand scale, there aren't many more popular artists out there as far as, like, I mean, he's like one of the most listened to Spotify artists.
Oh, yeah.
He sells a ridiculous amount of records, sells out everywhere he goes.
If you had to guess, how many Instagram followers does he have?
I'm guessing 100 million.
Ooh, okay.
85 million.
Ooh, 49.3 million.
Oh, that's it?
I know.
Why the hell is
that? See, I know him not only because he's the. Why are you giving me a look?
Because this is going to be about wrestling, isn't it?
Yes, he has once wrestled, actually, a couple of times. That's the only reason why I know anything about him, because when he started showing up on the WWE, I'm like, who the hell is Bad Bunny? And here's a taste of his song. I know nothing about what he's singing about, but his music videos are fantastic because it's just him rapping and then there's just random butts in his face.
Well, all the videos that I've seen of him on stage, he does a lot of, shall I call it, pelvic thrusting when he's dancing. And so I enjoyed that part.
I think it's going to be a fun halftime show. I never get worked up about who's performing at the halftime. If I don't like it, I'm off to the kitchen to get some food or off to the bathroom. It doesn't make me lose any sleep.
No.
Did you guys happen to catch Geno Smith's post-game press conference? I'm telling you, I'm so glad we do not have him as our quarterback anymore. it's crazy because when he was our quarterback, I was all about him. But I need to get myself a number 14 jersey because Sam Darnold has just changed everything.
Well, I mean, he's played very well in the first four games. Yes. So we'll take that for sure.
We can be excited about that.
Dude, three interceptions in that game. And everybody, it seemed like the rest of the Raiders played really well, except Geno Smith. And did you see the press conference?
I did not.
Geno, you talked back in May.
Okay, first of all, this is the first question from a reporter. And I was like, man, they're coming out swinging.
Geno, you talked back in May about being brought in to lead this offense and efficiency and how this offense needs to run. And now you're leading the NFL in interceptions. What do you got to do to fix that?
Number one, take care of the ball, not throw interceptions. That's just
okay. Thanks. That's obvious. Yes. That is a great tactic to not throw interceptions.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the simplest way I can put it to you. I owe it to my teammates, really, you know, to go out there and play better. Guys fought their tails off. You know, we guys deserve to get this win, and I let those guys down. So, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I got to be a lot better, and I am a lot better, but it hasn't showed up. The guy that I'm supposed to be hasn't showed up yet, and so
I'm wondering. Raiders fans are probably wondering when that guy's going to show up.
Yeah, not happy.
Well, you know, did you happen to see Cam Ward's press conference, though?
No.
I mean, Geno Smith trying to take accountability. Cam Ward took it to a whole other level because they're 0-4.
Ouch.
I mean, we're keeping a buck right now. We ass, so.
Oh! Ouch.
I just love
keeping
that.
It real, you know.
We ass. And now I'm seeing rumors. Some people think that the Raiders might make a play to try and trade to get
Mr. Unlimited.
No.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I saw a couple of people posting about that. Could you imagine if, like, Geno doesn't work out for Pete Carroll and he's like, you know what? I'm going to go back to my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. And then
Russell Wilson.
And then he got some heat over the weekend for talking a little trash about his teammates, too. So it's like all three of these guys are just having a day.
And the Giants won.
Ugh.
Without him, yeah. Jackson Dart, the rookie, comes in. Now, I'm not saying like this guy was like, you know, he was a spectacular performance, but the team played well for him. And a lot of people say, hey, you know, team plays for the quarterback that they care about maybe a little bit more. And then did you see his press conference?
Oh, no.
It got, you know what, though? At the end of the day, Russell Wilson was in this kid's position as well. He was a rookie that came in and took a job from a lot of people thought Matt Flynn was going to be the starting quarterback for the Seahawks. So, I mean, I think if anyone can understand that this is just how football is, you would hope Russell understands. But the press conference after the big win, Jackson Dart did want to show some love for Russell Wilson.
You know, I obviously want to give a big shout out to Russ. You know, I know that this week probably wasn't the easiest thing, but he handled it like a professional and just was a mentor for me. So, you know, obviously just have a ton of respect for him. And it goes for Jameis as well, just getting me prepared for this week. And, you know, really just...
I mean, we're keeping a book right now. We ask.
Okay.
So we sure. For we have...
Just making sure we got it right.
Oh, no. I mean, he's not wrong.
Which one? The we asked part or the he was being professional?
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, the Root Sports team let their viewers know that this was going to be the final year for Root Sports to cover our Seattle Mariners. You're going to hear what they had to say at 7:20. Effective next year, in 2026, the Seattle Mariners will be shutting down Root Sports and have Major League Baseball taking over production of their game broadcasts. Well, yesterday after the Mariners game, Jen Mueller announced that it was going to be her last time covering the team.
This week has been a very difficult week for the Root Sports family, but you wouldn't have known it because of the professionalism of my colleagues who celebrated alongside you while our hearts were breaking. You guys are the best. To you at home, thank you so much. Brad Nance.
This is going to be so bittersweet. You have this team that's got like has this so much optimism and hope that maybe they'll go far in the playoffs. They're going to at least not have to worry about playing in the first round, in the wild card round. And underneath all that, while all this is going on, you know that your time with Root Sports is coming to an end.
It's wild.
Brad and Angie, I'm not even worried about ugly crying on TV because there's nobody back at the studio to cut a blooper reel. So I love you, Brad and Angie. I have loved every minute. This is my final broadcast with this group. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jen, it's an honor to work beside you. It really is. So this is, as Jen said, a really difficult week.
And I know she's still going to do stuff with the Seahawks. I do have to say that a couple of things I hadn't thought of. First of all, there's nobody that's better at dodging the Gatorade ice bath that the players get. Whenever she would do like the interviews on the field, like she had like eyes in the back of her head or something, because she would sidestep it like none other.
Not, and not even a drip would land on her.
It was impressive.
Very impressive.
And on a personal level, I remember a long time ago when I worked at the End, I got invited to sometimes go on Paul Silvey's like sports show that he would do. And at the time, she was his producer. This is before she's gone on to do stuff on TV. And I remember being so nervous, and she was so freaking awesome. Like, just such a good, solid person. She could tell I was nervous and just kind of, like, was trying to keep me cool, calm, and collected. So, on a personal level, I always had nothing but love for Jen.
Oh, yeah. This is a big... It really is such a bummer when people lose positions because of something like this.
Well, just losing the entire channel.
Yeah, it's just awful.
And then Brad and Angie also talked after they spoke with Jen about, because they haven't really announced who's sticking around. I know like the main announcers and play-by-play crew are going to be a part of this new Major League broadcast, but I still think there's other people that it sounds like aren't going to be back when they return.
Very sad.
Brad, I met Brad before I met my husband, I had the kids.
Yeah.
And so this is an honor having this last show with you, my friend.
Ah, appreciate you, of course. I echo all that she said.
My gallows humor, though, the entire time. I'm like, what if they were doing coke while they're doing the sniffles? I know they weren't. I know this is very emotional, but that's where my stupid brain goes while all this is going on.
We have a statement I'm going to try to read. You might have to.
Okay. I'll start.
Please.
Okay. Today, folks, it ends an era for Root Sports televising Mariners baseball.
Yeah, the broadcast is going to be in good hands next year, carrying on the Root Sports legacy. We thank you, the fans, so much for watching over the years. Here's a look back at a memorable season that we hope ends with a World Series.
So bittersweet for those guys. And also, I mean, not only for the people on camera, but behind the scenes, because we'll get to it in a second, because I think it'd be cool to play the Root Sports tribute to the Mariners set to Aerosmith's Dream On. But they put together a package that not only does it sound great, but also visually, it's just such a... And I'm like thinking, a lot of those people are also one foot out the door. And it's just like, man, what an awful, awful way to... And there's no easy way to be let go.
No.
But in the middle of what is an awesome season for the Mariners, and then you also find out, oh, by the way, your job isn't going to be
around. Like, we're just going to take the win right out of your sails.
Do you have an instance where... Because I think about when I got fired from one of the stations I was at. Like, it was just crappy because I literally bought a house, like, days before.
Oh,
and
no.
I remember talking to my general manager about how excited I was. I'm finally going to be a big boy and get a house. And I'm like, I know he couldn't say anything at the time. Like, I understand big picture-wise, you can't be like, hey, Steve, don't get the house. We're about to can you.
Sure.
But it was such a crappy time to be told, hey, we're letting you go, when I just signed like my mortgage.
I'm like, well, that's unfortunate. Thanks, guys.
Is there no backsies if you get fired?
Oh.
Do you have any?
Steve, I've never been fired from a job.
Oh, good for you.
Never. I mean, I'm sure the day is coming, but it hasn't happened yet.
It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. Danny, how about yourself?
Never once been fired.
Nothing.
No, knock on wood.
Oh, I'm getting a little nervous here. I mean...
Yeah, I work with TikTok.
Two people who haven't been fired ever.
Never.
Honestly, up until that one time, that was the first time I ever was, and it was devastating.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
How many times have you been fired altogether?
Well, I'm a little nervous now with you two. It's going to be number two.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, Rockaholics, what about you? 206-803-ROCK. There's never a good way to be let go, but what was the crappiest way that you were fired? Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we're going to take those calls after the Root Sports tribute to this year's Mariners set to Aerosmith's Dream On.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There's just never a good way to be let go from a job. But we want to know about the crappiest way you were ever fired. Call 206-803-ROCK.
And we're bringing this up because what a crappy way to have your Root Sports is done, which means a lot of people sadly are being let go, and it's right in the middle of the Mariners having this historic season.
We've got someone on hold, Steve Miggs, who got fired from McDonald's through the drive-thru.
Nice.
We're going to get that story in just a second. But first, Chance from Seattle, you are a Root Sports camera operator.
Yes, I am. Or at least was.
Chance, man, our heart goes out to you and the rest of the crew over there.
Oh, man, thank you so much. You know, it's an ever-changing industry, and it's something that, Root Sports has gone by many different labels, and this has happened many times before, but obviously never quite to this extent. So, it's been an emotional time, last week, really.
I was going to say, how long have you guys known about it? Because, I mean, it seems like it happened abruptly to us as viewers, but how long did you know?
Sure. And I mean, we all saw the writing on the wall, you know, quite a while ago, as you know, the RSN model was changing throughout the country. And, it had been a slow rolling thing, but I think, you know, the announcement of just like the actual like closure just kind of really like brought the hammer down and just kind of really sunk in for a lot of folks that like this was it.
So, Chance, obviously we're talking about Root Sports going away, but in your tenure with Root, what was like maybe one of the highlights or favorite moment from your career with them?
It's really hard to pick, you know, because there's so many like great moments that we got to cover between like Felix's perfect game.
Yep.
And, you know, like that became like a whole crew celebration thing that we all just got to be there and experience that as well. There was times when we were covering Big Sky football, that was a special moment for a lot of us because a lot of the guys that worked the Mariners game together, we all got to travel on the road as a crew and go out to college towns and just kind of have fun on the road together. So instead of going home at night, we were getting to go out to dinners. And there was just a lot of culture mixed up in it because it's a lot of the same guys that do a lot of the same shows all over the place. It's a really small pond of people. And it was just a really close-knit group of people that will still be together in the next iteration of the MLB broadcast. But you know, you just never know what that looks and feels like now with our Root umbrella not covering us anymore.
And while we were listening to a song, both Tara and I were just like talking about how much we love Brad Adam. I mean, I've had him on in the past before. Angie's awesome as well. And then Jen Mueller as well. I mean, I got to imagine like for you guys, it had to be tough to watch them sign off at the end of that game.
So funny enough, like I'm sorry if that shot was a little shaky because I was holding the camera during that and I was leaking all over myself as well, standing behind the camera crying. I love those guys. They're just great people. I can sit here and rave about them all morning, but it's just a great group of people. And I really hope that they're taken care of in the future, and their professionalism knows no bounds. So I know that they'll be valued by someone somewhere as we know, in the other places, they've kept a lot of the broadcasters the same, much like you guys mentioned just before the songs. And so that I really hope that rings true in Seattle as well, because they really do bring a magic and will bring a familiarity to it that'll just still make it feel really homely.
Well, thank you, Chance. We appreciate it. And all the best to you, man. 206-803-ROCK. Zach from Tacoma, what was the crappiest way you were fired?
I was fired through the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Wait, so was your boss ordering food?
No, I was going through the drive-thru with a buddy. I had a planned vacation, had requested the time off. They went and did the schedule and had scheduled me on the time off. And I go, I can't work. I'm going out of town. And they go, well, you can find someone to cover your shift. I did. That person got suspended. And I went to the drive-thru to get some food with a buddy before we were getting ready to leave the night before. And the store manager was there, and she came to the window and said that if you don't show, you're fired. So I said, deuces.
Oh, my God.
What is brutal.
What a strange thing to happen. Person gets suspended. Yeah. Also, maybe if I'm taking the time off, I'm not swinging by where I work.
No. Peace.
I'm going to Wendy's.
Joey, you're in Everett this morning. What was the crappiest way you were fired?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Joey?
It's kind of weird. So this is a band thing. I have a day job, like most musicians in Seattle here. But so the band that I was in, going on like about a year and a half, started up. I'm not going to mention the band's name. I love all those guys. But this was really weird. So, you know, most bands have like a group band text, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw the chatter on there. And so, yeah, I think we're going to get rid of Joey. Because, you know, seven-piece band. And then I go, oh, that's a nice way to find out. And he's like, oh, sorry, buddy. I didn't know you were still on here.
Oh, no.
It's all good. I'm in another band. Anyway.
And that band's way better.
Yeah. That was really rude of Allison Chains to get rid of you that way.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He has a record of 307 wins, 97 losses, and 85 ties in 2025. And maybe you were tuned into the cheat sheet on Friday at 5:40, where three of the correct answers to the next game were given out during the men's room. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.